Good evening, everybody. This is Celeste Hepworth, and I'm your host for Vertical Live Radio, this portion of A Taste of Ink Live. And our music intro was Take a Look from Marcus Game Face Foley. And today, our coffee chat, which is part of a new part of A Taste of Ink Live, features author Laura C. Bullock and her book, All Grown Up, The Road Less Traveled. So, just a little information about Laura. Laura is an empowering conversationalist who has, in the last 15 years, poured herself into her life's purpose, inspiring people to be the greatest version of who they are designed to be. She's known as a disruptor to the status quo, and she uses her innate knack for shaking things up by challenging belief systems and traditions that can often cause people to get stuck in a limiting lifestyle. And this is partly what her new book, The Road Less Traveled, talks a little bit about this, and we're going to bring Laura on and talk more. But since her book was released in February, it has been her personal goal to sell a book every day. And actually, she has flied past that goal. But see, what's even most remarkable is that she is receiving amazing comments from individuals who have purchased the book. So let's bring on Laura C. Bullock now. Hi, Laura. How are you today?
Hey, Celeste. How are you doing today?
I'm
doing
good.
Great. Doing great
I'm
today.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so how do you feel about that book flying off the shelves?
Oh, girl, it's been really tough. I have to be honest, and it's a pleasant surprise. I'm having difficulty keeping inventory, which is awesome because, you know, folks, you know, that I know are excited for me and they're excited about the book and they want that autographed copy. So I've been able to do that and touch it and feel it myself. So it's been really, really a good feeling, very rewarding, and very, very happy that I've completed this chapter of my life and released this book.
Okay, so you've been doing some Facebook Lives, and you've been doing, well, you had your book launch, and we're having a series of coffee chats here on Vertical Live Radio, and then you're having one that's going to be local in Phoenix, Arizona. So, I mean, so have you, so has the excitement started to wear down? Have you, did you get to have that moment of, oh, it's over with?
You know, I did have a moment of awe, but it wasn't, it's over with. It was like, I finally did it. I think it was more of the achievement part of the process that has been so fulfilling for me. I still, from time to time, take the book, hold it, touch it, rub it, smell it even, because it's been, you know, as I've shared with people, 10 years in the making. And to finally get that accomplished after 10 years of working has been, it's been great. So I've had the aha moments, I've had the moments, and I'm still kind of riding high on it, actually, and I'm loving it.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about what you do, because part of what you do, a big part of what you do is kind of related to why you wrote this, Laura, as a CEO and co-founder of Hope's Crossing. You're also a business strategist from all your years of working in corporate America. And now you're an author. So tell me a little bit about where this book comes from.
You know, this book actually comes from before any of those things happened, right? It came from before Hope's Crossing. It came from a space that was prior to corporate America, but then, you know, the journey up until a point in my corporate walk. And it really tapped into something that I noticed over time for myself and in conversing with other women that I've heard from them. And I don't think at the time either they or myself knew what we were sharing would turn into a book, but what I realized is there's some very definitive and very intentional phases of our life that we go through and we don't realize where we're at until you get a book like All Grown Up to help you see, oh, my God, this is what I've been experiencing, and I never thought of it that way. So this book comes from a life of experience. It comes from observation. It comes from professional development, and it comes from, you know, education. And so all of those things have been brought together and you know, correlated in this book in the resemblance of phases of our life so that it becomes more relative, and it also becomes very succinct for people to understand that this is how we go through life. So it's been a little bit of a journey, and it's been a lot of experience, and it's been a lot of reflecting on how do I bring this information and this experience, how do I bring this into a book format, but in a way that it could translate and resonate through a very diverse group of people and diverse audiences.
Okay. All right. So tell me a little bit more, like, some of the amazing comments that you've gotten back from individuals who have read the book, and tell me that have those comments made you say to yourself that yes, I've accomplished what I wanted to accomplish with this book.
You know, I can share with you some of the feedback, and then I could share with you some of the other more subtle but impactful ways that people have communicated to me about this book. Dear friends of mine in Philly bought the book, and one of my biggest cheerleaders and just great, great friends, and they have twin daughters that are 10 years old. And he first he snapped a picture of the book and my signature when he got it. And then he later sent me a picture of his 10-year-old daughter reading the book with her highlighter and said in a caption that says, "And you better not highlight in my book, get your own," which I thought was hilarious. But that just goes to show that this book is simple enough, but impactful enough that a 10-year-old can read it, and a 60-year-old can read it, and still each of those people can get their own message. It will resonate with them individually, and it will give them the message that they need. And so it's not that it's one message. It is that it will resonate with you individually based on where you're at on your journey. So, you know, I'm going to get things like that all the time. I had another message shared to me that a young lady from the book signing bought several books, and her family are reading them together. That was amazing to me. That was really, really amazing to me. I mean, to know that moms and dads are reading this book. First of all, moms and dads are reading it. That in itself was something to me. I didn't anticipate that. But then they're also reading it and having conversation, almost book club-like, as a family. So when you're talking about being all grown up, the road less traveled, how wonderful is it to take your whole family on that road with you?
Well, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Pretty dynamic.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It is. It's wonderful for a family to hear about families still sitting down together and doing something together. That, I mean, to hear that, it gives you, it just gives you a lot of faith and hope, because I know the news really tries its best to point to the negativity of things going out there. But I always believe that very little is very negative news, that it's really very little negative news versus inspiring news. But I wanted to say, what do you think is probably the biggest reason that, you know, you use the term the road less traveled, but what do you think is the reason that people choose not to walk that right path for themselves in their lives?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. One, it's easier. I know where I'm at, although it's not where I want to be. I know where I'm at. I know how to operate in that space, and I'm comfortable. So that's one aspect. The other aspect is fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fear of
mm-hmm.
traveling alone, fear of
mm-hmm.
releasing my friends because everyone can't go with us,
mm-hmm.
fear of having to stand firm in my word. And see, a lot of people are very comfortable, or I shouldn't say comfortable, a lot of people want to be firm in their word. The challenge becomes when you really have to stand on it, can you do it? And because you said,
right.
I operate in integrity, I operate in excellence, but when everybody is watching and you need to have integrity and you need to operate in excellence, it's very, very
mm-hmm.
scary. And so
mm-hmm.
people either choose to not go down this road because of fear and because it's easy not to go.
Mm-hmm.
I know
okay.
how to operate in the bad, in the negative, dysfunctional, you know, ugly space that I'm in right now. I know how to deal with all that. I've been doing it for years,
uh-huh.
and the fact that they're comfortable mm-hmm. in it is another reason why this book is so important.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think some people don't recognize the fact that they're actually not really functioning as well as they even could be normally? And let me not say normally. I'm thinking, you know, they get to the point where they function and they feel like they're just as normal as everybody else.
I would say yes. I think that,
mm-hmm.
you know, one of the things I've realized in this journey of writing and observation and reflection and talking with people and a lot of my other work with coaching and everything, I think what tends to
mm-hmm.
happen is we're so busy disguising who we are
mm-hmm.
that we start to believe that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when we
okay.
go home, close the door, and there's nobody there but us, and we
mm-hmm.
know our life is messed up, and we know
mm-hmm.
that we're going to go home to a fight with a boyfriend, or we know we don't have enough money, and we're operating in lack at every level, no one,
mm-hmm.
we don't let people see that.
Okay.
So we would rather portray something that we would like to be but don't have the courage to get there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think
so
people
tell me,
do. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, you said people do.
But I think people do realize they're not in the healthy space. I think they
mm-hmm.
also realize that they want to be somewhere else. I
mm-hmm.
hear all the time, I want to do that, I just don't know how. I don't know how
okay.
to begin.
Okay.
And so,
uh-huh.
you know, that's why it's important to talk about strategies and plans and things like that for either individuals or business people. So I've actually taken that strategic consulting in both areas, right, in individual, independent areas, as well as corporate areas.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to know how to have a plan to get where they want to be, but a part of that plan
mm-hmm.
is you got to be all grown up. You got to have some behaviors that represent all grown up.
Okay.
You can't play games with
okay.
people. You can't lie to people and be dishonest and manipulative. You can't use people, right? And you have to operate in courage and integrity. You have to have a level of
mm-hmm.
self-confidence that says, I can get there. Because no one wants,
mm-hmm.
my husband used to say something that was always so funny to me. He would and he would be talking to his daughters about boyfriends. He said, no man wants a needy woman, right? So I would
mm-hmm.
even take that further to say, no friend really wants a needy friend. You're always
uh-huh.
pulling on this person, right? So you have to
mm-hmm.
be able to get to a place where, you know, you can stand firm on who you are. There is a place in the book where I talk about, you know, how do you stand true to yourself? What
mm-hmm.
does that self-confidence
mm-hmm.
look like? How do you stand on your word? And how do you stand, you know, are you confident in your abilities to make good decisions? Or do you make bad decisions and then you think they're good because you didn't, you made it really rush decision and you didn't really think it all the way through. And so you made the decision and you realize, oh, my God, that was the worst thing ever. And then you're kicking yourself. Right. So you want to make sure that it's things like that that says, you know what, I'm pretty grown up. I think I'm that was a grown up decision. You know, I said no, I meant no, and I stood on that. Versus I said no, and the more they pushed, then I said yes.
Ah, okay, okay, all right. So, tell me now, is there an example of maybe of a case in your book that you can share with us as an example of something that that you wrote that you felt was worth putting inside the book?
You know, I do have an example I can share with you, and there was something I did put in the book, and I thought it was really important to me because at the time, I was going through this very thing. There's a section in the book where I talk about my husband and I went on a trip, and we met a couple, and, you know, because my husband never knew a stranger, so everywhere we went, there was always someone we met, and we just ended up talking to them, and I think we were out by the pool or something and just talking. We were in California. And the young lady and I started talking. They had just got married. And so I don't remember if they were on their honeymoon or if they were just on a trip, but they had just gotten married. They lived in California. And they had a blended family. So she didn't have any children. He had children. And they got married. And she was really struggling with being a stepmom and gaining that respect from the children as a mother figure, not their mom. And so she had a difficult time building that relationship because she had never been a mother. She didn't know what that was like. So she was not only trying to learn how to be a mom, but she was trying to balance this very fragile relationship. And then experiencing everything that the kids experience and then be a wife and be a mother, it was very difficult for her. So I was sharing with her the fact that I, too, was a stepmom, and I, too, had experienced a blended family and what that meant to me. And how I felt like I was doing pretty good in that role and was sharing with her some very valuable things that I had to tell myself. And, you know, the first thing is she didn't have a lot of confidence in herself to be a mother because she had never been that before. So that piece about self-confidence, it came into play. So that discussion I thought was really important. And then the other piece was, how do you, the blended part, right? So they're his children and not your children. And so I began to help her understand it's your mindset. If you see them as your children, if you parent them as your children, if you discipline them as your children, they're your children.
Right.
Don't allow the step in parenting. Don't give it that kind of power where you're so afraid to make a decision because you're a step parent. And I share with her, there were no step parents in the Bible. Not one.
Right. Right.
Not one. So if you have a spiritual walk, you know, my husband would call my children his bonus children. He says, these are my bonus kids. You know, and so we didn't use step at all.
Right.
And his children, even today, call me mom. So I think it's important to know that your mindset will make a big difference as you go through this journey, because this is really what this book is talking about. It's a shifting of the mindset. It's looking at things differently. It's challenging yourself to be confident. It's challenging yourself to have a process by which you make decisions. It's challenging yourself to change some of that bad behavior. And that, you know, and that's another area that I thought was really, really important, was to focus on that bad behavior. And I touched on a lot of that in Chapter 2 when we're talking about the security blanket. So that the blended family piece in the book was really important to me to put in there. And because I know that there are so many people in this world today that are in a situation where they have blended families. And so I thought this, you know, this little bit of wisdom that I was able to share with this young lady, I really wanted to share with the world and wanted to make sure that folks know that there were options. You don't have to be the dreaded stepmother, right? Because having bonus daughters, my husband had three daughters, having bonus daughters was most the most beautiful thing for me. It taught me how to love in a way I never knew how. And I write about that in the acknowledgement piece, right? And acknowledging that they were a part of this journey. And so that's an area I thought was really important to put in the book.
Okay. Okay. So now what are some of your plans as you go forward? You know, you're going to be doing another coffee chat locally in Phoenix. Do you have your dates or your plans for that coffee chat? You're going to be doing an in-person coffee chat, I would say.
Yes, I don't have a date for that yet because I had to move that date. I initially had a date that has already passed, but I had to move that date. And, you know, that's a part of the planning process, right? You recognize when your timelines are not lining up. And you make make an adjustment to it. So I had to make an adjustment to it. I don't have a new date yet, but I do have contact information for all of the people that have purchased the book, and we'll make sure that they are the first ones to get that information. And then we will be doing some social media activities around that announcement. So that's some things I'm doing with the book. And then there's a couple of speaking engagements that I have on the horizon, and a conference that I'm doing at the end of the month where the book will be available for the attendees of the conference.
Okay. All right. Well, now, you know, I was saying, too, that you have some plans. Do you have a plan for a continuation? Well, let me not go there yet. But one of the things I wanted to make sure the audience hears is that the book is not just for women and children, that it actually has principles that can be used no matter what gender. And, you know,
that's
as
correct.
I said, some families are having their 10-year-old read or reading together as a family. So definitely this is something that, you know, if you get the book cover, you see the book cover, and you're thinking, oh, that book's not for me, it's definitely for you if you think it's for you, you know. And it also has tools, and tell us about the tools that are in the book.
So there's definitely some tools in the book, and I feel, you know, I hope that other people or the people that have purchased the book can appreciate it, but I love books where they challenge me to do activities. And and so there's several chapters in the book where I'm challenging you to put your thoughts to paper. And see, because we can read things all day long, but if we never make the commitment, which to me, the commitment is pen to paper. So if you make the commitment pen to paper, it tends to resonate deeper with you. So there's tools, there's tools in there around activities. There's some principles in here that I'm sharing around being, you know, self-confidence, that I'm sharing around integrity. There's tools that talking about decision-making tools. There's tools in here about setting goals and how you want to do that. And then also, you know, how do you give yourself the courage to make some of these big moves? So it's tools and principles around, you know, finding that courage within you, and how do you stand on those decisions that you've made through courage and be successful at that. So there's a number of different ways that I'm bringing together tools and principles that you can use this, you know, ongoing. And I have to say this book is actually very timeless. And what I mean by that is you can read this book today and then you embark on a journey in life, and you can pick it up in 2 years or 5 years and reread this book and get something new because you moved into a different space in your life. So, you know, I've had people, I have to share this with you. I had a young lady who bought the book, and she was chatting with me online, and she said, you know what, I can't wait to read it because I'm going to tell my book club that this is going to be our next book. And I said,
nice.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. How many people are in your book club? She said, 22.
Wow.
So having 22, having either one person buy 22 books or have 22 different people purchase this book, you know, really helps me stay true to the fact that my goal is to sell at least one book a day. Because I'm going to touch lives for over 100 people this year. I'm confident in that. And I'm almost halfway there.
No.
And it's only been 6 weeks. My second goal
I'm glad that you made this goal. I talked to a lot of writers over the years, and you're the first one I've heard that, you know, say that I'm going to make a goal to sell as many books a day, or, you know, for this year, I'm determined to educate 100 people. How important is it for you when it comes to, because I know we've had you on before, we've talked about you as a CEO at Hope's Crossing, and so tell me how important it is for you to restore wholeness in a person.
Well, it really is my true purpose in life. And, you know, a lot of people have not, or I should say, I talk to a number of people on a regular basis that have not found that reason why they're here. And I am so blessed to have been able to discover that special gift that God has given me. And it, you know, we go through these experiences, and every elevation of your life is triggered by some type of major shift, a traumatic experience. Every level of elevation is triggered by it. The springboard is usually some type of event, significant event. So that springboard for me was a significant event, and what I picked up out of that significant event was, you know, I truly believe that God whispered in my ear and he said, I want you to say it to more people. No, at first he said, I want you to say it louder. I want you to say it more often. And I want you to say it to more people. And I did not understand the meaning behind that, but it is now starting to show up for me that delivering, saying that message louder, saying it more often and saying it to more people is through my writing. It's through my writing.
Okay.
It's through conferences. It's through workshops that are touching the lives of people and disrupting the journey that they're on to say, hey, wait a minute. Did you think about this? Let me offer you a new thought around that thing that you're doing. Because we can go on this road. And I heard an analogy earlier today that we all embark on this yellow brick road, right? And when we see this road, we just kind of start walking because it's paved and it's like, okay, cool, I can go down this road. But what we don't do is we don't look forward to see where the road is going. We just get on it. And so because we're just walking on this road, I believe the reason I'm here is to interrupt, put a detour sign on that road for you to say, oh, wait a minute, I got to go someplace. I got to do something different. I can't go this way. And so that disruption is found by those people who need it, which can be every single individual.
Okay.
So I know that I have the opportunity to for this book to be in 188 countries. And I know that because my educational journey, I became an alumni to a university that has students, alumni. I have fellow alumni in 188 countries.
Mm-hmm.
I can pick one person from
mm-hmm.
every country and send them the book.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I know that my reason for being here is to disrupt the status quo in people's lives
mm-hmm.
and challenge them to do something just a little bit different so that they can be a healthier, more positive, more impactful person. Because
mm-hmm.
there's too many people walking mm-hmm. around that's just, they're just walking around. No clear direction. They
mm-hmm.
don't know why they're here. And they're here, they have a gift. They have to find this gift so they can offer it to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person has a place, a role to play. And so my
mm-hmm.
role is to shake people up enough to get them to get in the game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So you have,
that's why it's so important.
Let's talk about your, yes. Yes. And I think it's, I think that's a good, it's good because this is a, you know, when we talk about all the agencies that we have, and we talk about all these services that we have for people, and wondering, do they really reach into the heart of the matter with individuals in order to help individuals? It's, I always believe that you can't help someone just on the surface. You can give them jobs, you can give them money, you can give them whatever their needs, but once that starts
mm-hmm.
to wane, and they have to get those things on their own, they can't do it. And
yes.
you know, and then you have to say, well, are you really trying to get to the heart of the matter, or are you just trying to put a Band-Aid on the issue?
Mm-hmm.
So, you
mm-hmm.
know, I admire the tenacity to want to do that, because I think that's the hardest service or ministry to have is for people. That's
yeah.
the hardest ministry to have. Is to work with people.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
I would agree with
but,
that.
But what is your next project when it comes in terms of writing? Because you've accomplished much in getting. In fact, you know, before we go there, I was going to say, you know, let's for our people out there that are writers, because I do always ask that as a part of a Taste of Ink. What was your most challenging part of writing a book?
Oh, wow. Well, now that I have two books under my belt, I would say the most challenging piece was the finish.
Mm-hmm.
I could write all day, every day, but you have to get to a point where you stamp it and say, you know what, this is good enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the hardest part, because you keep wanting to rewrite, edit, rearrange something, because let's face it, a lot of us are perfectionists, right? We want it to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going
right.
to tell you, I had so much heartburn, anxiety around releasing this book. Because
okay.
what are people going to think?
Mm-hmm.
Are they? Who's going to buy my book? What makes me the authority?
Uh-huh.
Right, so you,
mm-hmm.
I had all of these questions come up, and I
mm-hmm.
had to find the courage to say, you know what, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
It's done, and I think once I got
mm-hmm.
past that and released it, it just kind of, it, everything else just kind of fell into place. Because once
okay.
you release it, you can't pull it back.
Right, you're right.
You can't pull it back, right?
It's out there.
Once it's out there, the universe has it. It's going to move. So
right.
I think
uh-huh.
the hardest part was the release, was the actual stamp
mm-hmm.
that says, okay, I'm finished. Let's put a cover on it. Let's edit it. Because I even had a little bit of fear and anxiety around giving the book to the editor. What is the
okay.
editor going to say? Who the heck is this person, and what are you writing, right?
Right.
It's true. So, you know, mm-hmm. authors, fellow writers out there, if there's fellow writers listening today, don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. Your message is important. Somebody needs to hear it. And my colleagues and my BFFs and everyone said, this message needs to be heard. Do not mm-hmm. underestimate, do not devalue the words you have put on this paper. It needs to be heard. Mm-hmm. This book is for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to receive that, and I had to trust that. And once I did, and I let it go, and I said, okay, editor, do your thing, I had to continuously reaffirm myself and say, this book is for somebody. This book is for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And right. and that to me was the hardest piece. I mean, there's all kinds of other pieces that were challenging, but that one
uh-huh.
gave me the biggest test. That one was the biggest test.
Okay. So now that your book is available on Amazon, so everyone that's out there, it's now available on Amazon.com, All Grown Up, The Road Less Traveled. You can also, her book is also available at her website, www.lauracbullock.com. So you can purchase that. You can purchase her book through the website as well. So I want to ask you, Laura, so what is your next project when it comes to writing books? I know you have some other projects, but let's talk about your next project when it comes to writing books. Do you have anything that you're writing and almost ready to have that out to the...
I have two projects that I'm working on right now. One of them I started. I'm well into it and can potentially be done, I would say, maybe within 2 months. But I'm going to have to tell you, there's been another project that's come up that is really burning inside me. And I think the one that I'm working on right now will be put on hold so
okay.
that this new project can come through.
Okay.
I think that this new book that I'm going to start working on
uh-huh.
is going to be fire. It's going to be fire because I guarantee you that this new book will be more profound than
mm-hmm.
All Grown Up.
Okay. I don't want you to give us the title. I want you to say that when you come out with it. Yeah,
hold the title
for sure. All right. So tell me what else you're doing, Laura.
Well, I think that I was just going to say before we switch to that gear, I just want to say
uh-huh.
that, you know, we all feel obligated and we all have expectations placed on us. And
uh-huh.
whether we want to or not, or want to comply or not, we have to get to a point where we say, you know what, enough is enough. And so that's the remainder of the teaser that I want to give them on the new project.
Before you go to the next one, my light is blinking, so I do have someone on the line. Let's see if they want to ask a question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Celeste on Vertical Live Radio, and caller, would you like to ask Laura C. Bullock, our guest, a question today?
Oh, I'd just like to make a statement. Hi, Laura. It's
okay.
Kathy. Hello.
Hey,
Kathy.
this proves to be a very promising addition to the road that I'm traveling in my life. I found that I'm not stuck anymore. You know, I was stuck upon a time, and I'm not stuck. I have a great expectation out of every day, and the days are so much more positive, you know, when you just mm-hmm. you're living in the now, and you're looking toward what's going to happen that is positive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I still, you know, there's been things that came up, but I know that I'm going to definitely get some insight from this book that I don't have. And I'm really looking forward to it, as I'm looking forward to every day of the rest of my life.
Very good. Thank you, Kathy. I'll connect with you offline because I think I did send your book out. So do you even get it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'll connect with you offline.
All right.
Because I'm gonna we have a tracking number for it. We could track it down.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Kathy, for
thank
your
you.
Comment. We
yes,
really appreciate
you.
That today. So now, so as we go forward, Laura, you were saying, I was asking you, did you have any other projects coming up? And we're not going to talk about the book, but you have a conference coming up in here in Arizona soon. You want to talk about that conference?
I do. This project is, you know, this is stretching me a little bit. I attend conferences all day, every day. There's always the next conference that I'm looking forward to. I've participated in conferences. I've spoken at conferences. But this will be the very first time that I host, that I present a conference to our community here in Phoenix. The conference is called Position Yourself for Purpose. It is... you can find it on the website, information about the conference.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it on my Facebook page. And this particular
mm-hmm.
conference is designed to really help people that are trying to find that gift, trying to identify their purpose. It helps you to
mm-hmm.
get in position. There's and I mentioned earlier about the mindset, right? There's a shift in the mindset. This conference is really a transformational conference, and it's designed to help
mm-hmm.
people shift their mindset, get in position so that they can activate their purpose. There's some dynamic speakers that will be there, which I'm very,
mm-hmm.
very excited about. And and for those of the people that know me, know that there's going to be some activities that we're going to be doing. There's some we're going to be rocking it out with some, you know, movement and really then at the end get some very practical steps on how do I position myself for purpose. It really is about opening yourself up to receive. That law of attraction,
mm-hmm.
right? How do I, you know, whatever I put out is what I receive. So if you're opening
mm-hmm.
yourself up to receive and acknowledge that this is my purpose in life, that's where you're going to show up and be excellent. And so we want to help individuals get in position, shift that mindset,
mm-hmm.
build some principles,
okay.
build some codes of conduct that needs to live within you in order to operate in your gift and be able to deliver to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm excited. It's March 31st. It's a
mm-hmm.
it's a one-day conference. Actually, it's more like a half day, but it's a one-day conference.
Okay.
And the doors open at 9. We kick off at 9. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just excited. It's at the Anchor Center, which is on 22nd Street in Camelback. And
mm-hmm.
It starts at 9 o'clock. So there'll be, you know, continental breakfast. There'll be lunch. As I mentioned, some very dynamic speakers. And this will be a transformational experience. People are going to walk out of here. They're going to walk out of this conference with a roadmap on how to get in position.
And what is
and then
the
there'll
cost
be all, and there'll
there,
be some other resources.
Okay. Well, what is the cost and how can they get a ticket?
So the cost is $59, and you
mm-hmm.
can get a ticket by going to my website and
mm-hmm.
So it's lauracbullock.com, position yourself for purpose, and you can register
mm-hmm.
there, and you can pay through that process. Your seat is reserved. It's a very limited number. It's an intimate group. It's about 40 tickets, and I think
mm-hmm.
right now we do have some seats still open, so folks can register if they want. But I do anticipate
okay.
the rest of these seats going very, very fast. We just launched
mm-hmm.
yesterday, and we've already sold many, many seats. So you want to make sure you get in on this March 31st date because
uh-huh.
I tell you, it'll change your life.
Okay. All right. Well, Laura, it's been a pleasure having you on the program today, and I'm very happy for you that you are selling books as you're doing it. It's just very inspiring to hear that families are sitting down and reading this book. They're very inspiring to hear that friends are buying books for friends and that books are going to be passed down. I actually purchased two myself, and I was kind of like, well, you know, when my daughter finishes it, she can give it to her daughter to read, and her daughter can give it to her friend to read. So very timely book, very timely book.
Yes.
So
do
you have any, if you have any thoughts that you want to leave us with today?
Well, yeah, sure. I just want folks to know that it's never too late to transform your life. It's never too late to activate your purpose. It's never too late to tap into those resources that you need to be successful. So don't let age be a factor. Don't let what you don't have be a factor. And the world needs your gift. And the longer you wait, the longer it's going to take other people to achieve their gifts. So
okay.
activate your purpose today.
Well, thank you, everyone, who's been a guest on our program and who has been listening today. I hope you enjoyed the program, and I hope you've learned something that inspires you. Again, you can contact our guest, Laura C. Bullock, at www.lauracbullock.com. Her book, All Grown Up, The Road Less Traveled, is now available at Amazon.com. And I'd like to thank our sponsor today, Valerie Champion of Champion Travel Escapes. Champion Travel Escapes is located in Atlanta, Georgia. And if you're ready for a vacation, Valerie has an escape for you. You can plan it and make payments. You can contact Champion Travel Escapes at championtravelescapes.com, or you can call at 678-948-1416. This has been Vertical Live Radio. I am your host, Celeste Duckworth, and we hope you will join us again and have an amazing evening, and thank our guest, author Laura C. Bullock. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, and I appreciate all your guests.